All right. Welcome back, everyone. Ready for another deep dive? Today, we're going to be looking at something pretty unique.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to be talking about this book. Her name is Peach Blossom.
Okay.
By John Walker.
All right. I haven't heard of this one.
It's pretty cool. It's about a woman named Peach Blossom.
Peach Blossom.
Yeah. And the thing is, he uses this metaphor, the peach blossom flower itself, to like reflect her character.
Interesting.
Throughout the whole book.
Wow. Okay.
Have you ever encountered anything like that? Like where they use a natural element or something?
I mean, that's a pretty compelling approach, I would say. I've definitely seen authors try to like use symbols and imagery to reflect a character.
Right.
But using a specific natural element, that's pretty interesting to like explore the character in a deeper way, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. So let's unpack this a little more. So who is this Peach Blossom character?
Well, she's described as someone who embodies virtue, integrity, and inner radiance. Like, she just has this way about her, you know? She shines in everything she does.
Okay.
The author structures the book in a really interesting way, too.
Oh, cool.
Each chapter is like peeling back another layer of the peach blossom, you know? So as you go, you get to learn more and more about her personality.
I love that. I love that visual. So how does Walker actually, like, tie the peach blossom into her qualities? Like, what kind of connections does he make?
Well, one thing is he talks about how the peach blossom has this really fleeting beauty, right?
Right.
So it's like he's saying peach blossom's appeal is more than just skin deep. It's about her compassion, her resilience, you know, all those good qualities.
I see.
He even compares the soft hues of the flower, like the pinks and whites, to her gentle nature. But then he contrasts that with the fact that the peach blossom is also pretty resilient.
Interesting.
Yeah. So that's like her inner strength, you know?
Right.
She's delicate, but also really strong.
Hmm. Makes me think about how even something so seemingly fragile can be really powerful. But I feel like this book is about more than just beauty, isn't it?
You're totally right. It's about the things that make life actually meaningful.
Right.
Purpose, grace. Just being authentic, you know,
living
a life that's true to yourself.
What do you think defines that kind of life? A life of purpose and grace.
Well, for me, what really stuck out was how Peach Blossom deals with all the tough situations life throws her way. Like there's these hard times in the book, but she handles them with this strength and this quiet determination.
Uh-huh.
You know, sort of like how a peach blossom can still bloom even when the weather is harsh.
Wow.
It really drives home the point that a meaningful life isn't about avoiding all the difficult stuff.
Yeah.
It's about how we face it.
That's powerful. It sounds like Walker's writing really brings all of this to life, too.
Oh, absolutely. His prose is very lyrical, and he's really good at connecting with the reader on an emotional level.
Yeah.
I think anyone who wants to explore the beauty of life, love, you know, the human spirit, they'd be captivated by this book.
So to recap, we have this awesome character, Peach Blossom, and her story is so beautifully intertwined with this peach blossom imagery. It's not just a metaphor. It's like a whole exploration of virtue and resilience, finding meaning.
Absolutely. And it makes you think, what other natural elements could be used to symbolize other parts of her journey, right?
Ooh, like what?
Like, what if we thought of the challenges she faces? Could it be like a thorny vine she has to navigate to fully blossom?
Wow. I love that.
It adds a whole other layer to appreciating the story, you know, thinking about those pairings.
This has been fascinating. I know I want to check this book out.
Yeah, sounds good.
And for those listening at home, I hope this gave you something to ponder too. What natural elements represent you? We'll see you in our next deep dive.
Until then.
Bye.
Bye.